How many years have you been living here?
Drawing lots. Who will Cool and sun for about a year. His home is in the village close nearby. He shivers at the thought of what he's forced to do next day. He wonders who it is that has to die. The full moon casts a cold light on the gloomy prison walls. The baby's voice is sad, he cannot sleep. He hears the waiting gallows creaking just beyond the door. He prays for he has no more tears to
situation in Northern Ireland, which had been going on for a long time, with people who professed to be brothers living in the same part of the British Isles, actually ending up on opposite sides of the fence. And one of the great supporters of the IRA was a guy called Brendan Behan, who was very well known, I believe, over here for his books and his writings and his really outrageous behaviour. But his outrageous behaviour was just a bit as something that was part of his Irish character. And I didn't ever meet Brendan Behan because he died before I really got the chance to meet people like that. But I did get to know his brother very well indeed. And he was a wonderful, still is a wonderful, explosive sort of Irishman, a great writer and a great talent. And he lived very close to me, and his wife and the three of us became very close friends. And I wrote this song about Dominic's wife, Josephine, who was perhaps the loveliest woman I've met for many years. Not a great beauty, not at all a beauty, but just a great, lovely, warm person. Snapping when she's in public. I'm sticking like a lemon now, but excuse me a second, I'm just going to get another one. While I'm getting another strap, we'll do a new song for you. No, we won't. I'll get another strap.
You're
Give it away. Hey, why not?
Oh.
Thank you. Grab that seat.
Now, My favourite woman of all time. The one about whom I have the most fantasies. We saw her on the plane on the way over and filmed. She is Susan George. Susan turns me on rotten. And I wrote a song once that meant dared to mention her name. And then one evening I was in a trendy disco in London, boogie-woogieing around. And in walked none other than Susan George. I plucked up courage, dashed forward, and introduced myself to her. Hi, Isaac. I have written a song about you. Yeah, she said. Then I pointed out the title of the song, and she said, yes, I remember it well. Somebody sent me a copy when I was in America, lonely in Los Angeles. And I said, I could have been with you. Balls, she said. Whereupon I shook her by the hand and departed gently. I hadn't washed my right hand since. If there are any other young men in the audience who wish to touch the hand that touched Susan George, please come and see me later. I can assure you it's an experience you will not wish to miss.
One, two, three, four.
Talking at the factory, you pick up my tools. I never give a damn.
Oh,
all right.
No, it
just
means. Surprise.
They sound a lot of
this is a song that goes back now to the time out, laid it out and said, okay, you sort it out. And the book did, it came back to the words of this song. Benedictus. Thank you. We'd like just to sort of relax things down a bit and take the levels down a bit and just play you some acoustic songs. Because it's not the sort of thing we do that often. But sometimes it's nice to put John, get him to put his bass down and kind of sing a couple of songs. And people have asked me throughout this, last few days, well, what have you been doing with yourselves? Well, we would go out and sort of do a bit of this and a bit of the other, really. We go out and play acoustic gigs and we do electric gigs and we do all sorts of things. But sometimes it is nice to look back on some of those early songs. And I'd like to get our rhythm section up now, just to show you their astonishing versatility.
I don't think they'd like to see it.
You talk about yours and I'll talk about mine. Ladies and gentlemen, the inseparable Richard Hudson and John Paul. Show it for the monks. Can't do that anymore. Okay, we're going to do something called from the Grave New World album called Heavy to Sky.
More and more. Yeah. Really.
We've been asked to do loads of songs this week. The one that just seems to keep cropping up and up and up is a song that was written at a time of sort of crisis, really, I suppose. And it's a song that we didn't ever record with the band. Well, we did actually record it once, but we never sort of put it out.
Half a mile, halfway.
So I lay in half museum, feeling like a butterfly that failed to meet his half life. Moments and left heartbroken, lost like an orphan in the flesh of the dream states. Hey man, a woman has no secrets. How can I be a man of secrets? Trapped in the web of the woman blue veil, fearing to find the angel weaver. A sacred singer of the silver lining of way.
Time for a few more songs. This is a surprise. It's a song about the violence.
take from the streets. How can you teach him so much to learn?
Maybe you think a lot like me. Those who live beside the sea, you feel so free. So I I'm
we're doing here. And we're going to get Johnny B. Ford to come up and sing this song. I want you all to sort of join in with us and help us out with this one, because we need you as much as we need ourselves up here.